Englishman, it is to you that I speak, and I demand your attention. Englishman, you know that the French king is our father. He promised to be such, and we in return promised to be his children. This promise we have kept. Englishman, it is you that have made war with our father. You are his enemy. And how then could you have the boldness to venture among us, his children? You know that his enemies are ours. Englishman, although you conquered the French, you have not yet conquered us. We are not your slaves. These lakes, these mountains, and woods were left to us by our ancestors. They are our inheritance, and we will part with them to none. Your nation supposes that we, like the white people, cannot live without bread and pork and beer. But you ought to know that he, the great spirit and master of life, has provided food for us in these spacious lakes and on these woody mountains. As for you, we have taken into consideration that you have ventured your life among us in the expectation that we would not molest you. You do not come armed with the intention to make war. You come in peace to trade with us and supply us with the necessaries of which we are much in want. We shall regard you, therefore, as a brother, and you sleep tranquilly without fear of the Chippewas.